The text that calls for our attention this Lord's Day comes to us from our gospel lesson, Mark chapter 4, in these verses. It says, "And he said, the kingdom of God is as a man that should scatter seed unto the ground. He sleeps and rises night and day, and the seed sprouts and grows, he knows not how." Grace, mercy, and peace to you from God our Father and from our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Several months ago, many of you rode the tractors out into the field and began a process which is on now the verge of being completed. They travel on the different roads and highways these days. My eyes give evidence that the harvest is near. The fields, once green with growth, have now turned that golden color, which signifies the end of their development. First there was the blade, then the ear, and now soon the full grain in the ear. Let me ask a question today of those of you who months ago drilled wheat into the soil. What have you done in the fields since? What have you done between the drilling of the wheat and the upcoming harvest? Well, with all of our modern agriculture, there are probably more things done between the drilling and the harvest in our day than there were in Jesus' day. But I'm still told by those that I have asked that basically the answer to the question of what is done between drilling and harvesting is still very little. Or even for some, the answer is still nothing. Once the wheat is drilled, the farmer goes about the other tasks that he needs to accomplish during the day. He sleeps at night, he rises in the morning, and the wheat grows automatically. No one truly understands how. Oh, with all the agricultural specialists we have in our days, we're no doubt able to describe and illustrate exactly what a seed that is placed in the ground looks like at each stage. Yes, we can describe with amazing precision what we can observe. But yet this truth remains. No one really understands how it all happens. It just happens. That's the joy of watching anything growing organically. It just grows and no one really knows how. It's automatic, built into the seed itself. The kingdom of God is like this. The seed is planted, and then sometime later the harvest comes. In between, little is done directly to the seed, and yet it grows automatically, almost mysteriously. The kingdom of God is planted into the soil of the world each time the word of God is shared. And then it grows. It does not grow because of our effort, but all the same, it does grow. The scriptures tell us that the Spirit of God is the one who causes the growth. Sometimes the growth is below the surface, invisible to our eyes. Other times the growth is much above the surface, easily visible to all. Regardless, and eventually, growth occurs and a harvest develops. There is no doubt the harvest always grows, and it always produces a harvest of the kingdom. So what does this mean for all of us who are called the children of God by His grace? Well, it means that we are to concern ourselves primarily with two things when it comes to the growth of the kingdom of God. We are to concern ourselves with planting, and we are to concern ourselves with waiting for the harvest in faith. Conversely, it also means there are things we are not to do. We are not to concern ourselves with forcing the kingdom to grow, and we are not to wonder if it will grow. No, we are simply to plant and then wait for the harvest. Yes, we are to plant. And unlike most of the crops that we are familiar with, there simply is no season in which this work is to be done. Or maybe said more properly, it is always the season for this work to be done. Whether the heat is causing drops of sweat to fall off of foreheads, or whether the cold is freezing drips of water into icicles, the time is always right for planting the kingdom of God. We as God's people are to be doing this work of planting wherever we go. We are to speak the word of God wherever there is an opportunity. We are to do this both intentionally and unintentionally. Intentionally, as we make time for the speaking of God's word with those who we know do not know Christ. And unintentionally, sharing our faith in word and in deed in whatever we are doing and in how we respond to the events of our life. We are called to do this work here, where we live. And we are called to support those missionaries to do the work in places where we cannot go. We are to do this work as lay people, and we are to support our pastors who have been called to do this work all the day long. No, we cannot assume that seed is already in the ground. We cannot assume that someone else will do the work. We cannot leave any field without seed. We must plant, because the only field in this world where the kingdom of God does not grow is the field where the seed has not yet been planted. Yes, we are to plant. And then after we plant, we are to wait eagerly for the harvest. We are to look forward to the harvest, knowing indeed that it will be a joyous occasion for all who have received the kingdom of God and who have been blessed to share in the work of growing that kingdom throughout the world. We should pray often that the harvest might come quickly in order that we might reap that which by God's grace we have sown in the Spirit. Conversely, again, we are not to concern ourselves with actually making it grow. What do I mean by that? Well, simply that our work is just the work of planting. We're not to try to force growth by forcing people into our faith. Well, that approach has been tried many times, and it fails every time. It would be like a farmer trying to stick his hand down into the soil to massage the seed to make it grow more quickly than it otherwise would. It simply does not work. We cannot try to manipulate people into the faith, not through power of influence or through scare tactics. We can't make false promises in order to try to cause growth. No, you and I must simply plant the kingdom that has been given to us, that seed which God has entrusted to us. And if we will do that, then we need not wonder if the kingdom will grow. No, we simply trust that it will grow where and when our Lord determines. You know, when we start to doubt that God will actually cause growth, that is when all too often our planning becomes awful sparse. As we decide in our minds that if we plan among those people whose lives are very wayward, that they simply won't listen and that the kingdom won't grow. We decide that if we plant among those who seemingly have it all together, that we will only be mocked and growth will not happen. We decide that if we plant it among those closest to us, our family and our neighbors, we will only be viewed as overzealous and growth will have no chance. We must stop thinking in these ways. In fact, this very day, we must confess those kind of attitudes to God, that lack of faith, in order that it might be forgiven. For once it is forgiven, it is gone. And then we can start again doing the work of planting the seed which we have been given, simply trusting that the God who has brought us to faith will do the same in the lives of others all around us regardless of their current state of life. For the message of the season of Pentecost, which we are now in, is that the Spirit of God is powerfully active in the world to do the work of creating faith and causing growth in the kingdom. And he does that work all over the world, and it does produce a harvest. His is the work of faith. His is the work of conversion. His is the work of spiritual growth. Indeed, if all of those things were up to us, we would have every reason to doubt that the harvest would ever come. But since it is the Spirit that does that work, we have no reason to doubt. It is the Spirit that will cause magnificent growth. Growth comparable to a tiny mustard seed being planted into the ground and growing into a large tree under which all can find refuge. Today we gather here to rejoice at the fact that the kingdom of God has already been planted among us and in us. We rejoice again that today the kingdom is received by us as the word is proclaimed and as the Lord's body and blood are fed to us. And then we look forward to that day when the final harvest will come, when the angels of God will be called to gather up all of God's people from every end of the earth. And as we rejoice in the reception of the kingdom of God, and as we look forward to that final harvest which is to come, it's only natural that we would leave this place and go out and plant the seed of the kingdom generously and vigorously, trusting God to cause it to grow. In a week or thereabouts, maybe sooner, many of you will begin to go into the field and begin to harvest the wheat. The rest of us will watch your work as we drive by or possibly even stop to take it all in. May we this year not forget in all the busyness what has happened before the harvest that we are reaping. You see, months ago, wheat was planted into the soil. Since then, very little has really been done. And then the harvest has come. This is what the kingdom of God is like. We plant. Then we wait for the harvest, and then it comes. To God be the glory. Amen.